Cuddy, and welcome to Unlocked. Thank you for tapping in, raising the frequency, and vibing on the same vibrations, giving you the real, not the tea, nothing but the real, and also the essential elements we call life, and being a spiritual being in a human experience, having a human experience. Again, I apologize for that. A little nervous. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. And I just wanted to kind of get with you guys and touch bases on what's going on in this podcast. Guys, I am very excited to be with you all today. I hope that I'm doing very well right now because, again, I am very nervous. And I'm just trying to do something different. I am a very spiritual influencer. I have been through a lot through my life. I've experienced some things that I never thought that I would experience being the person that I am, the creative genius that I am. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it is what it is. I have come to an understanding about myself and what it is that I'm wanting to do and what I want to provide for my community and my tribe. Yes, indeed, I definitely am a part of the tribe. I do not regret it one bit. It has kind of hindered, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of that old behavior, but that's better than not doing it at all. I've been on this path for the last about 10 years, I say. I think it's 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. I was incarcerated, and I had a lot of time to myself. And I found out who I was as an individual, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to lay out things, and how things were going to be for me. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of family members because of the, you know, reprogramming of my mind. I had, you know, a certain way of thinking and a certain way of learning, you know, and it wasn't working out for me. It caused a lot of self-destruction and self-sabotage. So I was like, well, what is it that I need to do in order to get my life back in order? So I literally went to the universe and said, hey, what is it that I need to do? And the universe opened up to me once again, as it does many other times. And it gave me a better understanding on manifestation and getting tuned with my ancestor, my spiritual ancestors, and my guardian angels. And also a little bit on the zodiac sign, on the zodiac, because I feel, think, and believe that the Aquarius is really a genuine Aquarius, and everyone that has a zodiac is really, they really stand by what they are, and I totally believe in that. And so hopefully you guys enjoy what I'm putting out here on my platform. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited as I am. I don't want to be a hindrance or a burden onto anybody else because that's not what I'm here to do. I am here to solely give you guys some good vibrations and high frequencies. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm not here to make out that this is what you need to do. I'm not political. I do not speak upon politics. I am a humanitarian. I love humanity. I have compassion for humanity. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to give you guys what I have from the universe. And that's just what it is. I'm a little bit nervous, but that's okay. We're going to get through this. And I'm going to talk about some more things. And I'm going to touch base on some self-awareness. And I want you guys to understand that self-awareness is not nothing that you can compromise. You have to be able to go to yourself. And you have to pretty much criticize yourself. Yeah, you have to criticize yourself. And you have to tell yourself, this is what I've been through. This is what I'm going through. And this is what we're going to face and how we're going to face it, because we can get through it. And then you'll be able to evolve a lot better and see things in a different perspective. Because a lot of people live life in an illusional way. And you don't want to live your life like that. You don't want to be able to lose focus on what's important and how you be able to manifest things as an individual. And manifestation is definitely real. It's definitely real. I light my sage. I chant and I ask the spirits to come in and help me and give me a life of abundance. And not just with my job or with my podcast, but overall with money. You know, money is, these things are energy. You got to have that energy to be able to push out, because that's what space and time consist of is energy and vibrations and frequencies. You have to understand that. So we're going to get more into that later. But right now, I'm really focused on self-awareness because that is the main key and that is the focal point in my life, is being self-aware, not allowing what's on the outside to affect you, what's on the inside. Because remember, we are spiritual beings living a human experience. That's what's going on right now. And if we can all get that, you know, concept, things will be a little bit better. But we have those that are, you know, selfish and, you know, things, you know, still thinking inside the box. You got to think outside that box. You stay stuck in that box, you're not going to, you know, you're going to have corruption and confusion and all those other things. But this right here is really important, people. Self-awareness. Get you a journal. Write the things that you are feeling. If it's good, if it's bad, if you're confused, whatever the case may be, write it down. Start journaling because that will help. You will be amazed how much that will help you. I've been journaling for years. Not only do I journal, I take notes like I'm still in school and everything because it helps me at my memory and it helps me to focus on what is in hand, just like self-awareness. And I'm very aware right now of what's going on in the world, but I'm not letting that affect me in any kind of way. I thought I was going to it was going to take a toll on me, but unfortunately it's not, because I'm seeing things in a different perspective. You know, you have so much going on, but there's always a reason for everything. You know, you started something, guess what? We're going to finish it. And that's a lot that's going on. And I hate to see what's going on with families and with the COVID virus. I do want to say right now that I am with you all. I ask the universe to continue to lead you in the right direction and that it guides you your path. Because these are trying times right now, and we all need to be one in spirit, definitely in spirit. Right now, it's not a good time for us to come together as one because due to, you know, due to other circumstances. But not right now, we all can get into our place of meditation, prayer, you know, yoga, whatever it is that you guys do to meditate, pray, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Give that back to the universe so you can be able to give, so the other people can receive the energy that you are producing. And we always want to produce and give out good energy because that is what it is based on. That is what it all stems to. It's us living on good vibrations and us giving high frequencies so that we all can be in one accord, people. It's real. It's getting real. And you have to be more self-aware to be able to identify all that. And that's just point blank. I don't know anything else to say about it. You know, I did some self-awareness. What you call that? Excuse me, I'm getting nervous, people. I did some, you know, some little exercises, you know, especially as shadow work. But I don't think when you do shadow work, it ever stops. I think that's a continuous thing until you get older. So, you know, so you steady working on yourself day to day, you know, daily, every day, all week, all month, all year. It's the consistency when you're working on self. But getting to a fundamental basic is what I am on right now because this is important for the future. You know, we were educated in such a way to where we didn't have enough for us to go out there and really deal with what's going on right now. Yes, it's bad, but we won't get into that. We want to understand what's really most important, and that is self-awareness, and that's our frequencies, our energy, and we are going to continue to do these things. And I'm going to take a quick commercial, and I'll get back to you guys in a moment. We'll be right back. for tapping back in. I am definitely on a rant today. Hopefully I did good on my first segment, and hopefully you guys are going to enjoy this. I want to just continue to encourage you guys to do better and do what is right for you, your family, and whomever that you have in your life. And if you're by yourself, that's even better because you're more in tune with who you are. And it's good to be alone, guys. Don't ever think that being alone is a problem, because that's not a problem. A lot of people make it out, oh, you're lonely. You know what? I'm glad I'm by myself because I am able to be in tune with who I am as an individual and as a spiritual influencer. You cannot continue to allow the waves, the bad waves, to come in and knock you down, because there's always strength and power in the universe, because that's where we come from. Our creator you can't even fathom who our creator or what our creator is, because it is beyond our intellect. That's how amazing this thing called life is. And I like to wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I wash my face. After I do that, I go outside and I feel the world. I feel nature. Nature is alive. She is so beautiful. And that's why one of my pet peeves is taking nature away from our earth. She's needed. She has to be here. She's wanted. She's what is making things evolve around us and help us. She's part of this span. This is what she does. So hopefully you guys are being more mindful on global warming. That is very important, not to use a lot of the aerosol cans. You know, if you have electric cars, hopefully I can get one of those one day. Hopefully Mercedes-Benz will make them, because I want one. Oh yeah, definitely. But not to get into all of that. That's material things. I'm not really into that like that. But I like expensive stuff. I'm not going to lie. I'm an Aquarius. You know, you can't blame me. But anyways, yes, we have to just tap into what is important. Take our time and do what it is we have to do for us and our planet. Because that's important. Eating is right. It's important. Making sure you get a lot of greens, a lot of veggies, fruits. No GMOs, no sugars, no added preservatives, artificial foods. I'm not the meat eater. I don't do the meat thing. I used to do the meat thing, but now I see the importance and the significance of our animals are. So I just don't indulge in that anymore. I'm more of salad and fruit, and I'm losing the weight. I'm no longer on the medications that I used to take. I do other things, natural things. I take natural substances, and I'm excited. I'm feeling a lot better than what I used to feel. I have a lot more energy, and I have more pizzazz and more spunk. Yeah, I'm in this thing, baby. You can't stop me right now. But anyways, I want to continue to encourage you to do what is best and what is right for you and what is around you. And I know that a lot of the guys are seeing what's going on in Afghanistan. We're going to also try to raise the frequency up for them, and so that they can be able to overcome what it is that they're doing. And a lot of people are saying that there is no hope, but you have to be optimistic. It's always hope in all things. So all good things are going to come to a head. It has to. All good overweighs bad. And that's just how it's been for centuries. The truth will come out. And that's what has to be done. We are in a new world right now. The planets have shifted. And they're still shifting. And they're going to make it to where we're all going to be in one. And we're going to sink together. And hopefully I'll be alive to see everything happen. Because I wasn't too keen about being here involved in all of this. But, you know, hey, I was chosen to do the best, so therefore I am here, and I'm going to do what I have to do for my people, because I love my people. You guys are so awesome, my tribes. I love all you guys. It's just a matter of us just being together in our mindset and how we comprehend what's going on outside of our mindset. So hopefully we can just continue to do and persevere. I was watching the other night, man. I was so excited because I am a real big fan of Kevin Gates. And I'm like, where is Kevin? Kevin, I haven't seen Kevin in so long. And I was so happy to see that he was also too living off of high frequencies and, you know, higher vibrations. And he's vibing with his inner core, his inner self. And that right there alone gave me a better outlook. Like, hey, Kevin Gates is a very, 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 very wise man, a very intelligent man. And for him to come from where he come from and to seek the divine in another way, it is so miraculous. Matter of fact, it's phenomenal. And you cannot miss that. You cannot lose that. So him and Drinka have an interview that's out on YouTube. And if you guys haven't checked that out, go to YouTube and look up the Drinka and Kevin Gates interview. And he can pretty much explain the rest of it to himself. But Kevin, I'm proud of you. If you listen to my podcast, you're the man. You're doing wonders. We appreciate you for coming out and seeking in a manner to where we are able to evolve around it also. So guys, this is me, Cuddy. I'm coming in with the tap, 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 tap in. And I'm going to leave you guys with a very, very wiseful quote. And it is, life is no longer the problem. Life is the solution. Get at me.